Okay, Rabbi, so we're up to Simon Reish Samach Aleph. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph. Which is page 64 in our editions. And I want to first of all rectify something which I said yesterday, which is, I think I said it wrong. Just to make sure that I'm saying the right thing. It says, because we said that one of the things that Shofik HaShecha, which is the twilight period, Ben Hashmoshes, we said that the very various halachas, again, it's Ben Hashmoshes, period of time, on Friday evening, the various halachas are not allowed to do. We spoke of one of the isurim, which a person is not allowed to do in the twilight period, is Tfilas Kelim. I just want to clarify and emphasize and stress that the Mishneh Berurah says that Tfilas Kelim is indeed also, but the Mishneh Berurah does say that if there's no other keli, he may do Tfilas Kelim on Shabbos, on Ben Hashmoshes. So I think I may have said something else. Yesterday, Mishneh Berurah and Seif Katan, he tells us that if it's going to know the keli, he may do in Ben Hashmoshes, Tfilas Kelim on Ben Hashmoshes, and he may even make a brach on that. So I just want to say that and emphasize, because I think I said something else yesterday. Good. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, in page top of 64, the second half of the Shulchan Aruch, says, Avol Ma'asrin is Adzmai, person is allowed to do to take Demai, Toivin is Achamen, who is allowed to do Atmona. We're allowed to Marvin Eruv Chatzeros. We're allowed to do Eruv Chatzeros. Humotel Loim Alein Yehudi Ben Hashmosh is allowed to Gnedet Zorich Shabbos. A person is allowed to say to a goy Ben Hashmosh to light a neir, to light the candle for Shabbos. Mishneh Berurah says if Kiyot Nud Gimel Damir Alein Yehudi Ubichlal Shvus it's Shvus for the Gozu Al Shvus Ben Hashmosh Zorich Mitzvah. During Ben Hashmosh is allowed to ask a goy. You're allowed to ask a goy anything which is toich mitzvah, toich Shabbos, and then the Shulchan Aruch continues. We can't learn the last melacha that is toich mitzvah or shetov v'nech pazaleo. Finally, the Gemara says we can't miss the kibbutz of Shabbos. Shosh or time could be chesheich if a person wants to kibbutz Shabbos early. You can't learn the Yehudi lehad dekaneh v'shat vorim shetzorich. You're allowed to ask. We spoke about that briefly. You're allowed to ask a goy to do a melacha if it's long before the obligated time to do kibbutz Shabbos. Okay, now we're ready for Siv Beis. Yesh Oimrim. So for Siv Beis, we need to know that it's really two concepts going on, and both of them are very essential. Two very important concepts, and both of them are really essential. I do not believe we'll cover both of them completely tonight, but let us see. The first concept that we are learning in Siv Beis is the concept of Tosefes Shabbos. Tosefes Shabbos is learned from Yom Kippur. We will see the Mishneh Berurah shortly. That there is an obligation, which is probably the Raisa, but potentially Midrabanan, that you have to add to the Shabbos. So there is a reality of Shabbos from beginning of Shabbos till the end of Shabbos. That's a reality, that's a fact. There's a mitzvah to add to the Shabbos. It could be the Reis, it could be the Rabbanon, but it's an add to add. It's a mitzvah to add time. That's one concept. Another concept we'll discuss is the concept of actually what is Ben Hashmoshes. How do you define Ben Hashmoshes? And this is actually a very important and key machloikus with regards to all the Zmanei Ayoyim, which is not only Hilchas Shabbos, it's relevant to all the mitzvahs, pretty much. How to define Ben Hashmoshes? It's a very important machlokes rishonim and achronim, and that's also relevant to this sif. That's really the place that the discussion is taking place. I want to start by seeing a little bit of Shulchan Aruch. We may not have clarity at the beginning, but we'll get there shortly. Be'ezer Hashem. So, last few words of page 64, Ziv Beis. Yesh oimim. Some say shetzorich lahoisiv mechodel hakodesh. Some say you can see that it's not universally accepted. It's based on the machlokes shetzorich lahoisiv mechodel hakodesh. You need to add from Mechoel, El HaKodesh, some of Chol, some of weekday, needs to be sanctified into Shabbos. Point number one. Now, Zman Tosefes. Now, Tosefes needs to be taking place. It's mitzvah of Tosefes, addition to Shabbos. When did you do this Tosefes Shabbos? When do you actually do it? Okay, we learn. You need to do Moisif. You need to do Tosefes Shabbos. When did you do that? For Zman, the time Tosefes, who mitchilas Ashkia, has to be before Shkia. Shein Hashem and Nires ala Oret Azman Ben Hashmoshes. It needs to be before the Shkia and before Ben Hashmoshes. Because why does it need to be before Ben Hashmoshes? Because Ben Hashmoshes is really Sofek Shabbos. It makes no sense to be moisim mechol hakodesh on a time that potentially Shabbos already. You need to be make Tosefes Shabbos can only apply at a time which is vaday chol. If it's ben hashmoshes, sofik hashecha, he could be Shabbos already. You can't be moisif. You can't be adding to Shabbos in a time which might be Shabbos already. I'm explaining this because there is. It's actually based on machlokes, but we'll get there. Vaz mitzvah shem vazman hazeh. Key is that you make a bit of, you add a bit of time, which is vadai yoim, which is certainly day, you make that into Shabbos. A time which is certainly day, which is certainly Friday, that is to be made into Shabbos. That is to define the mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos. V'shiyas man ben hashmoshes, the time, what is ben hashmoshes? When is ben hashmoshes? Hushlosh is revi mil, it's 3/4 of a mil, mil is 18 minutes, 3/4 of a mil is about 13, approximately 13 and a half minutes. Shumalech elef v'chamesh mois amas, which is about the time it takes to walk 1,500 amas, koidem alayla before nacht. Okay, and finally, says the Ramovim Roitzel, Aktim le Kabbalah of Shabbos, if you wish to accept Shabbos earlier, miplagamencha, from the time of plagamencha, ve'elach, and onwards, Rishus Piyot, you may do so. Lots to be discussed. We're going to start with the first Mishnah Berurah, which is Sifkot Nyutes, which will give us a bit more explanation about mitzvah to serve Shabbos. Yeah. How to do what? Sure. So we'll see soon how much actually is the time of Tosefes Shabbos you need to do. Is it a minute, 5 minutes, an hour, half an hour? How much Tosefes Shabbos? We'll get the Be'ezer Hashem. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to that as well. Absolutely, you're 100% right. We'll get to that very, very short. Yeah, indeed. Absolutely correct. We'll get that. We'll get that. But let me I want to first speak about the mitzvah of Shabbos, then afterwards about the Zman and Ben Hashmoshes that you're addressing. Sifkot Nyutes, bottom of page 64. Shetzorech lohoisif. Bein bechnisosu ben betziosoi. Kede Yisrael, come on, besimn resh tzadik gimel zif aref. There's a halach of Tosefes Shabbos that it doesn't, you need to be more, add to the Shabbos. Bein bechnisosu when Shabbos enters. Bein betziosoi when Shabbos goes out. Our contemporary luchos that we've got, take that into consideration. We've got quite a vast Tosefes Shabbos after Shabbos, a little bit of Tosefes Shabbos before Shabbos comes in. But really, there is Memarim, how do you say Memarim? Memachim. Both by the beginning of Shabbos and the end of Shabbos, you need to add a bit. You need to add a bit to Shabbos. And that's what Mishnah Berurah says over here. The mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Once you've accepted this Shabbos, there is no lav, v'loy kores, there's also no kores, but ki mitzvah asem in haTorah, it's a mitzvah of fulfilling a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, but there is no lav or kores if you don't. V'alfinon, mitekseh b'yom ha-kippurim, the mekor, the source, the starting place for this Tosefes Shabbos is actually not Shabbos, actually Yom Kippur. And you should afflict yourself on the 9th, Me'erev, at Erev Tish Besu Shabbatchem, Ve'amrin Yochel B'Tisha Mis'anin, Talmudim B'Erev. There's a contradiction over here. Ibo Erev Yochel Meshtech Shav, Talmudim B'Tisha. Okay, Tzad, he's explaining the Gemara, Maschil Mis'anim B'Odyoim, Kedei Lehoitzim B'Chodel HaKodesh. So it's evident from the Pasuk, which is relevant to Yom Kippur, that there's something else happening besides Me'erev at Erev, besides the hours of Yom Kippur. Besides that is also an additional element, and that's the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. V'gam betziosim moisiv, v'niksiv be'erev at Erev, v'niksiv betish b'shabbatchem yalfinu, v'komokim shenem ha'shvois, k'mo Shabbos Yom Tov, gam ketzach lo'isim ha'shvois melochem. So he says that it's not only, since it says tish b'shum b'shabbatchem, we learn that it's not only applying to Yom Kippur, but in fact this is applied with anywhere that it says shvois, which is Shabbos and Yom Tov as well, there's a mitzvah, you need to add mechodel ha'kodesh, with mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. V'zman Tosefes Shabbos will koich ha'kodem min ha'shmoshes. These next two lines are essential. The time of Tosefes Shabbos has to be, by definition, before ben ha'shmoshes. Why? To be ben ha'shmoshes, during ben ha'shmoshes, the sofek shem u'laylo, it's maybe
something like that. It might be nacht already. V'chayel evashem toloi, and it's already proper Shabbos. You'd be chayel v'kabin. V'lotzorich kol al sufei, and you don't need any pasuk to add that to us.
There's obviously mitzvah that Shabbos has to be before ben hashmoshes. Okay, now this is with regards to mitzvah of Shabbos. I just want to add, Bialocha speaks about the fact that it's the, as to whether it's the reisa or not. It's a machlokes rishonim. We see that it's evident from the Loshon Shulchan Aruch. He says yesh oim shetzorich loisim alachol hakodesh. This is based on the yesh oimrim, which means that some say, which seems to imply that everybody agrees there's a mitzvah of Shabbos. And indeed, not everybody agrees. It's the Rambam. Not everybody agrees that there's a mitzvah of Shabbos medur reisa on Shabbos. Yom Kippur is certainly so, but with regards to Shabbos and Yom Tov, Kubitz only midrabbonon. And that's why the Loshon of Yesh Oimrim is written in Shulchan Aruch, because he might not be midrabbonon. Okay. Pardon? But he's talking about, yeah, but he might only be Alfusa, might not be the Reisa, nevertheless. Yeah, okay, that's it's a Kasha on the Rambam. Good, very good. It's a Kasha on the Rambam. How does he learn the Gemara? Fine. Yeah. Good. Now, for the next piece I've attempted to make a bit of a diagram, just to get clarity in the two next opinions, because it's so key and it's so important. I've attempted, please excuse the fact that I'm still not computerized. I blame my teachers for that. I'm still not capable to using a computer, so I have to just go back to the old-fashioned way. I hope that's okay. Okay, I would like to, it's a huge machlokes, and it's so important, it's so relevant to so many areas of halachas, that we need to have clarity over here, and it's the Shulchan Aruch is the makor for it all. I've written on top of the two opinions of Ben Hashmoshes. I will start with the second opinion, which is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, it's all based on a stir in the Gemara. Can you see it? It's all based, if you want to get closer, that might be helpful. If you want to be makor of yourselves a little bit. The starting point is we've got a stira. On the one hand, we've got a clear Gemara that defines Nacht. Nacht has 4 mil, which is 4 mil is 72 minutes after Shkia. That's a Gemara. It's a fact. We can't move that. Which basically tells us, just to clarify over here the chart we have, this is day over here, anything here on this side is day. Then comes Shkia. We're going to call it first Shkia, soon explain why. And then comes a long time, and this over here is we're going to do that as a starting point. This is 72 minutes. After 72 minutes, according to every opinion, according to all the opinions we're going to be discussing tonight, that's Nacht. 72 minutes Nacht, and that's a Gemara. That 4 mil after Shkia, it's Tzitzak Yechavim. That's when you're going to need 3 stars, medium-sized stars, and that is Nacht. And that is a fact. We're not going to budge. That's one Gemara. That's Nacht. Then there is another axiomatic point. Is that the word? Pardon? I think a point that we can't, non-negotiable Gemara. And that is that there's something called Ben Hashmoshes. And Ben Hashmoshes is also non-negotiable. How long Ben Hashmoshes is? Ben Hashmoshes is a twilight period. And Ben Hashmoshes we're going to call it now 3/4 mil, which we're going to say 13.5 minutes. That's non-negotiable either. Comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and we'll see shortly that many Rishonim will act according to Divrei Yatziv, the Heilige Kloisenburger. I think he counted up some 30 Shittas Rishonim or 40 Shittas Rishonim who go with that. So if you've got 72 minutes, it's nightfall, so you go Ben Hashmosh is the twilight period. We don't know if it's day, we don't know if it's night. So put one and one together. So if that is nightfall, 72 minutes, so you go back 13 minutes, 72 minus 13 and a half is 58 and a half. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have got Shkia 58 minutes after what we call the Shkia, and that is considered the Ben Hashmosh's time. So again, 72 minutes after what we call the Shkia is Nacht, is nightfall. You got Ben Hashmosh's period. Ben Hashmosh's, it has to be 13 and a half minutes. So you take away 72 minus 13 and a half, you've got 58 minutes. Hence, according to that opinion, from 58 minutes all the way back to what we call the Shkia, what is that? It's day. It's absolutely day. You're going to say, but it's dark outside. Say, take your sunglasses off. It's day. It's day. And that is what we know, the Chassidim. Yeah, I'm just using that. Well, Chassidim, they according to them, it's true, it's based on a Gemara. 72 minutes is Nacht. Pen Hashmos is 13 and a half minutes. So anything before 58 minutes is day. And that's why we mustn't deny it. For many years, in many Kehillahs, in countless Yidden, they used to consider this absolute day. If Chassidim daven Mincha after we call the Shkia, they say, how can you daven Mincha after the Shkia? The answer is, that's not Shkia. What are you talking about? Shkia is 58 minutes after Shkia. And that's true. It's true. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. All this is day. So this over here, what they don't deny the fact that it's the Shkia, because it's also a Gemara, they don't deny the fact, but they call, that's the first Shkia, and it's halachically irrelevant. That is halachically irrelevant. It's true, they're not denying that there's a physical something happening, which is called Shkia, it's a Gemara, but that's halachically irrelevant, that's the first Shkia. That is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, and that is, and the Ben Hashmoshes will be from 58 minutes till 72 minutes. Okay. Can you see it? Down, yeah. So I wrote down, second Shkia is 58 minutes, 3/4 of a meal, which we said is 13 and a half minutes, till we wait till Nacht. I've written underneath it, Ben Hashmosh, according to Rabbeinu Tam, and the truth is, it's many Rishonim all like that. By the way, why do they hold 72 minutes? 72 minutes is because it's 4 meal. Okay, I may have mentioned that. Good. That's one opinion. One opinion. Okay. There's another opinion. And they say that the starting point is different. They say, no, there is a Shkia over here. That Shkia is also non-negotiable. This Shkia doesn't exist in Shas. No Makor for that. This does. So you could say that, hold on a sec. I know that this Shkia exists. I know also Shkia is the beginning of the Ben Hashmoshes process. So if that's the Shkia Neres, so if that's the case, you know, Ben Hashmoshes starts then. How long is Ben Hashmoshes? It's non-negotiable. Ben Hashmoshes is 13 and a half minutes. And therefore, what you've got is non-negotiable fact, Shkia Rishona, and you've got a non-negotiable fact that Ben Hashmoshes takes 13 and a half minutes. And the outcome of that, which is very consistent, is you've got Nacht, 13 and a half minutes, after Shkia. That is Nacht. And this is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon and the Goinim, probably, that they hold that you've got Shkia Rishona, what we call the Shkia, Pen Hashmoshes, which is the time of which is 13 and a half minutes, 3/4 of a mil, and after that you've got Nacht. The problem with that is what? The problem with that is 72 minutes, and you've got also a bit of a problem that if you're gonna start looking for stars 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, it's rather a challenge. It doesn't have, so it has to be Nires Be'ain. But the truth is that also is not so poshut, because we are all used to living in London and in places where the skylight is very unclear, very disturbed by various factors. So it's not so poshut that you really can't see stars. But that would be a discussion. That's something to be challenged and thought through if you're going to the shit of the Vilna Gaon and the Vilna Gaon and the Goinim. But so that's these are the two main opinions. There's many opinions in between. And that's really what the Litt Shevelt is known as that. And we're going to see soon the Mishneh Berurah is very adamant about this. That Shkia is over here. And after that, you've got Ben Hashmoshes. Mishneh Berurah said, don't have Mincha here. He mustn't have Mincha after the Shkia. Because it's already next day already. And certainly you can't fulfill any mitzvahs here. It's not day anymore. It's Ben Hashmoshes. It's already the next day maybe. And 13 and a half minutes later, it's Nacht. This is why in Eretz Yisrael, which very much goes with this Mahalach, the Litvische Welt in Eretz is very, very much in line with this. So they will, the Nacht is pretty much, they go early Nacht. And that's with that. You could, yeah. So we're going to see soon that in principle, the answer is yes. But we're going to see soon that a Maaseh not. There's not many people that I know that on Motzei Shabbos will wait 13 minutes after the Shkia and jump in the car. There's not many people who I know do that. And we'll see soon why. There is far more people who will go with Rabbeinu Tam and will still do melachas here. There's more people who do that. If you know what I mean. Yeah, you go. Okay, good. Say that. So are these two main opinions clear? Is that clear? Yeah? Okay. By the way, before we even start going into the Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch, what do we go with? Us living in London. We go very much. So why is that? What's your proof? No, but not why. How do you know we go to Chumrah? What wouldn't you do? Or what do you do? We stop melachas. We don't do melachas after Shkia. We don't do melachas after Shkia. What else? And in terms of Matzah Shabbos? Matzah Shabbos is a bit... why do we do Matzah Shabbos? Yeah, what's that? Really? I don't know what this machlokas is. I see.
Yeah.
They have a different Matzah Shabbos, yeah.
Yeah, but some people go a bit later.
Goes a bit later.
Six, seven minutes later.
Yeah, Matzah Shabbos itself, yeah, that's right, yeah. But, yeah. Good, okay. So let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. What else can we keep this in mind over here? I want to see the words of Shulchan Aruch again. So Shulchan Aruch says, Uzman... So one second, I have one important point I need to discuss. What about going back to Tosefes Shabbos? So now I want to know, according to both opinions, I want to just briefly think about, where did you do Tosefes Shabbos? So according to the Vilna Gaon, where did you do Tosefes Shabbos? Tosefes Shabbos has to be? Before Shkia, right? It has to be this area over here. That's where you do Tosefes Shabbos, before Shkia. What about Rabbeinu Tam? Where do you do Tosefes Shabbos according to Rabbeinu Tam? Yeah, this is day. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you could do anything which is still day. You could do, in theory, you could do Tosefes Shabbos then, because it's day. You can do Tosefes in theory. Uzman Tosefes, let's do the Shulchan Aruch. And let us see which opinion does the Shulchan Aruch hold. Uzman Tosefes, zehu mitchilas hashkia, shein ha-shemesh nireis al ha-oret, adzman ben ha-shmoshes. Shulchan Aruch now says, do you know when you can do Uzman Tosefes? There's a shkia taking place over here. From this shkia over here, which is taking place, which halachically is not relevant. From mitchila shkia, or it's adzman ben ha-shmoshes, until ben ha-shmoshes, those 58 minutes over here, you can do Tosefes Shabbos, because that's still day. V'azman hazeh shushloisho milin v'revir, rotzal asoy shukulo Tosefes oyseh, rotzal asoy shumenach miktas oyseh. Any of this time of year, you can make Tosefes Shabbos if you wish. If you want to do it, with pleasure. If you don't want to do it, you don't need to do all the things Tosefes Shabbos. But you need to do a time which is vaday yoim, a time which is certainly day. You need to do Tosefes Shabbos. What is he referring to as vaday yoim? This period of year is considered according to Shulchan Aruch vaday yoim. Here you need to do some Tosefes Shabbos. Mechodel Hakodesh, v'shiyazman ben hashmoshes, and the time of ben hashmoshes, which is this over here, the latter ben hashmoshes over here. Shloish Leviyavil, that's 3 quarters of a meal, etc. Shem Halach, which is 1,500 amas to walk. So I want to just clarify this. What's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch? Vilna Gaon, Gaonim, Rabbeinu Tam. Who does he go with? It's absolutely clear, and everybody agrees that the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is like Rabbeinu Tam. So if a chassid tells you that he's driving his car to shul over here, And you say, stop, and he's throwing stones at him. Yeah? And he says, what do you mean, I'm going to stop doing... So he says, who on earth told you you're allowed to do that? Driving around, like half an hour after Shkia, and you're driving around, he says, well, Shulchan Aruch says I'm allowed to do that. Yeah. And the answer is, he's 100% right. Shulchan Aruch holds of the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. That all this over here is still Vaday Yoim. And if he tells you he's going to do Tosefes Shabbos over here, he's going in line with the Shulchan Aruch we just read now. He is. Now, as to whether that's the correct thing to do, 2017, we'll get to Mishnah Berurah shortly, Be'ez HaShem. 8 minutes after Shkia to do what? You mean? Yes. I can explain his opinion. Is that bells or is that some particular? I can explain it. The starting point of that is that if you hold the starting point is that some said that Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, I don't want to confuse things, but the assertion is that Rabbeinu Tam is not here, but Rabbeinu Tam is over here. You take away 18 minutes, whatever. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, what's Shita Shambam in this particular case?
The opinion of the Rambam, I've forgotten. I think like Rabbeinu Tam, but I'm not sure. Yeah. Right, okay. So these are the two opinions. Now, with regards to Ben Ashmoshes, I want to just briefly mention that there are opinions who say that all this is only with regards to that this. The facts that we pointed out now, what we mentioned is non-negotiable, that is only in Eretz Yisrael. Now, the times may be different in Chutz La'aretz. So there's also opinions which are discussed in Achronim as to whether all this that is discussed now is in Eretz Yisrael only, and Chutz La'aretz may be different. So 72 minutes doesn't have to be 72 minutes. Ben Ashmosh is being long as well. There are such opinions that differentiate, but this is a great discussion amongst the Achronim. Okay, Rabbi Isai, so we discussed tonight the halachas of the two opinions of the Ben Ashmoshes, and we also discussed the mitzvah of the Sefer Shabbos, but this is the introduction to the sugya, and there will be more in future, Mitzvah Hashem.